it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's get to the magic hat. It's the magic hat.
Yeah, baby! That's what I've been waiting for!
Bring it on. Basically, a bunch of topics, and we have no idea where the sports gods want us to go.
Okay.
Until Swag pulls it out of his magic hat.
Hocus pocus, where are you?
Something. Now you see me, now you don't.
It's magic.
It's simply what it is. It's magic. We don't know what's going to come out of this hat.
Where is that rabbit?
Abracadabra, MFers. Let's do the magic hat.
The only thing this hat's good for is the trash can.
All right, welcome back in. It's Magic Hat Thursday. We'll get to Josh Pate at 7:40 today. I asked this question for the top of the hour because we usually magic hat for two segments. Why is there no juice? Why is there no juice?
Noodle I love on juice. I'm a big juice guy.
Me too.
Give me some Welch's grape juice.
I don't buy juice and I don't drink juice, but I love juice.
Whenever I get the opportunity to drink juice, which I have at all times, but I'm the same. I don't buy a lot of it. I get very excited. Like you go out to breakfast, you get a nice glass of orange juice.
Yeah,
it's
if you're
a good
at a hotel
feeling.
That has yes. the like the continental breakfast included,
I'm pounding some juice.
I got the cranberry and the orange and the apple.
My
and...
only problem with the orange juice, I don't order at restaurants because my glass isn't big enough and you don't get free refills and it's like $7.99
for a refill.
Water, please.
Like I said, if you're staying at a hotel. Where the breakfast is included in
yeah, but
in
that's
the
concentrated
thing.
Juice from a machine. I love fresh orange juice.
You like
that's
the best.
Oh no,
juice.
They've got it out in the carafes and
not the hotels.
Squeeze
I
that juice oh. for me. Yeah. Get those oranges
well,
working.
No, you know, but like the machine concentrated
yeah,
juice is different
the
than like
yeah,
the container juice.
Fresh.
Not
yeah,
the same
yeah.
at all.
Freshly yeah. squeezed.
All right, where are we going to start on the magic hat?
Let's see. How much does this coach hate him?
I mean, we already kind of knew this, but let's just say it out loud. Kevin Stefanski hates Shador Sanders, right?
He must.
Certainly feels like it, yeah.
He refuses to name him the backup. Everybody's yeah. indicating Bailey Zappe, who was on their practice squad.
Dude, Bailey yeah. Zappe,
how
moment in time.
How many starts did he get in New England when he was there?
He got a few of them.
He got a few,
like
yeah.
a half a season or something?
It kind of felt that way.
He was the all-time leading passer in college football, was he not? Like, he was one of those kind of guys or had one of the best seasons ever?
Well, I just, like, again, here we go. More evidence that team didn't want to draft him and they no. were forced yeah. to by the owner because this coach clearly hates him. And that's okay. He knows quarterbacks. He knows football.
Exactly.
He must not trust what he's seeing. It's just...
I'm so curious what's going on. Like, if
it's
I could go to any NFL like practice, I would want to go to that practice to see
what's happening.
What is going on at that practice?
I want to go to the film sessions because that's where this stuff clearly is showing itself the most, right?
Yeah, I'd imagine so. I mean, this is one of the reasons why I think teams were hesitant to draft him, just the fear of it's going to be a distraction. Like, that's what we talked about going into the draft. You don't want your backup quarterback to be a distraction.
Couldn't be a backup anywhere.
Because everybody would start chanting Tebow the second your starting quarterback had a bad game or a bad drive, even though Tim Tebow sucked, and we all knew that he sucked, but that's still what the fans would chant. And so Shador has a bit of that vibe. Zappe, by the way, 2 years ago in New England, it looks like he started about 7 games for them in the back half of the year. So he's got a little bit of experience. I didn't even know he was on Cleveland's roster. I saw this headline yesterday.
Well, he's practice squad elevated.
Right. I'm like, Stefanski hesitant to name Sanders QB2, and I'm like, do they have any other quarterbacks? And then, yeah, there's Bailey Zappe. Come on down. Some of the stuff he said, you know, going into camp, the miming an interview, like he's not doing a lot to help himself instead of just kind of shutting up, doing his job.
I'm not defending
working.
Him here.
Oh, I know.
I think it's evident the coach
yes,
hates him.
I think he wanted nothing to do with Shador Sanders, and that was a pick by the owner to say, yeah, this will sell some jerseys.
They're doing debates in Cleveland sports radio right now. Who deserves to start for Cleveland, Deshaun or Shador?
God.
I mean, you guys are in a bad spot right now, man. You guys are in a low, low spot. But we'll see what Dylan does.
Who's the MVP front runner right now, or one of them? Their former star quarterback, who they used a number one overall pick on, and then gave up on because they made him play through an injury.
They made him play through an injury, and then when he underperformed, they said, nah, we don't want you. We want the weird guy from Houston.
Let's give up all of our stuff for Deshaun Watson.
Is Dirt scurred?
Oh, am I scurred?
Well, I wrote scared, not scurred.
Scurred is cooler than scared,
but
though.
I do like that you made that scurred.
Scurred.
Yeah, I saw this. I got kind of sad. I read her book last year, actually, on my birthday as a weekend getaway. Dolly Parton's sister came out and basically said, please
fake
think
news.
Of my sister.
Total fake news. Total fake news.
Well, I saw this morning that she says, I ain't dead yet.
Yeah, she released a video today, like doing a thing where she's sitting down being like, I'm still alive.
I know,
from
but
Dolly
her sister
or Dolly's sister?
From Dolly herself.
So Dolly's sister came out and said, please think of my sister. Oh, okay. She's dealing with some health issues. She's not doing great. And everybody's antennas went, oh
no.
Uh-oh.
And then she came out today and was like, I ain't dead yet, darling. And, like, I get you can do a video, but
yes.
If the sister's saying that, and by the book, I'm just going off what I read.
Going off of the book.
They're a pretty good family that grew up in the backwoods and had nothing but each other.
Dude, she's an insane story, yeah.
She's a great story.
Yeah. One of the few down-to-earth stars who has been in the spotlight for 50 years,
and
60
largely
years?
Stands for nothing but let's support people,
right.
Let's help each other out, let's love love one another. Like, she's truly an icon.
Yes, nothing polarizing about her.
And so I saw this, and I got kind of sad, and I thought, she's a country artist.
Yes.
My guy Dirt is an urban cowboy.
Dude, Jolene, one of the greatest country songs of all time. You guys know the song Jolene?
Jolene.
Jolene's it. I mean, that's you like that song? That's a good song? Non-country guy?
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that song? Thank you. Yeah, she's, I love Dolly Parton. I did see this and I got a little scared the other day. And then the sister had to come out and add a statement being like, no, everything's all right. And they was like, well, then why are you asking for prayers?
Yeah, when you say that way, it kind
of she releases the video of like, I'm still alive. I'm like, she is 80. So she's, you know, we're getting close. We're getting close to the finish line for Dolly.
Just passed away.
Her husband just passed away recently. I'm hoping Dolly hangs on for a little bit longer because I love me some Dolly Parton.
All-time underrated marriage, too, because she was super big, you know, famous person. We knew nothing of her husband because their relationship was of the most private you could possibly have.
Guy just married her when they were young, and they stayed married forever, and you never knew the guy's name, never knew what he looked like. He was just always in the background, hanging out.
No, like, rumors about
Dolly Parton
cheating on him.
Nope.
Like,
infidelity, none of that stuff, man.
No.
Big Dolly Parton fan. I'm
so
glad
you were
she's
scared.
Still good. When I initially saw it, I was scared. Because when you ask for prayers, like, yeah, dude, that's where your mind goes. Mm. Thankfully, she's okay. For now, Dolly's still standing.
More Magic Hat next on 105.1 The Fan.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now you see me, now you don't.
It's magic.
The only thing this hat's good for is the trash can.
All right, let's get back into the magic hat. I just saw our Twitter account, at Dirt and Sprague. You can go vote there, by the way, because I put up a poll question. Are you a fan of your sport or sports teams because of your dad, yes or no?
Mm.
One person saying, me choosing my dad's team, the Padres, when I was 5, and everybody else choosing a good team going the other way of him. That's pretty funny.
Seems like a great idea when you're a kid. Now you're stuck with it.
Our Queen of Dongs, Lucy, saying, yes, I am a fan of the teams because of my dad. Man. So you can vote at Dirt and Sprague there. Also had a fan, not a fan, a sports fan, but somebody, a fan of the Blazers, tweet us last night. I'm watching this game in Mississippi. No excuses tomorrow morning.
That's right.
Go Blazers. We will get to the Blazers today.
We will. I watched the whole first half last night.
I watched the very end of the first half and then the entire third quarter.
It was on the second screen the entire game, and then when the
I mean, it gets to
over.
A point for that game, too, with the guys in the
it's
lineup.
Preseason.
You're like, all right.
100%.
Yeah.
We'll get to it.
Enough.
We will get to it. And then also top of the hour, why no juice? Feels like there's no juice available. So we'll get to that top of the hour.
Let's get back into the magic hat. Will he finally take over?
Yeah, dude. I So last night was funny. I'm watching SportsCenter. I was watching the end of the baseball stuff, even though I knew the Phillies had beaten the Dodgers. I watched all the way to the end. I have read three articles now, and I'm watching SportsCenter kind of chuckling, going, ha, ha, dirt. It's in your life again, because I saw Ace Bailey highlights.
The NBA
is back, baby.
Kevin Durant talking trash to him. I saw those highlights.
He looked good as a rookie. But I'm watching some NBA highlights, and I read three different pieces. The most recent one I read is from The Athletic about everything Victor Wembanyama went through this offseason. He has reached psycho mode. He is tired of not winning. He couldn't stay healthy. He was abruptly cut from playing last year because of his blood flow issue.
Yeah, the blood clots are always scary.
By all accounts, he's got these quotes coming out. He's like, yeah, I've passed up shots to get other people involved. I'm done. I just want to ask, would you guys bet that this is takeover season for Wemby finally, where he plays almost a full season? He's going to win DPOY if he does stay healthy all year.
Yeah, what's the minimum number of games you got to play to win that? Like 68?
65?
65. 60-something. But
if he hits that, he'll win DPOY.
Yeah. Well, I'm also curious. He's got the reigning rookie of the year in Castle. He just drafted a rookie that people really are high on in Harper.
Able to put on a little weight without losing any of his agility or mobility.
Dude, he went to China for a tour, promotional tour. He basically became a karate guy. He just took karate classes everywhere. He plays soccer, as filmed on social media. Like, he's really taken a serious step in his mind this offseason. Would you guys bet that Wemby steps to the fold?
Yeah.
You're betting yes?
He'll take over that team this year.
No. He already owns the team.
Oh, yeah, he's the guy.
Yeah. Are they going to jump
in the mix
in the West this year and be in a conversation for people?
I don't know if they have enough all the right things around him. They still need to. He didn't play enough with all those guys last year to get it.
Yeah, him and Fox didn't play a lot together.
All symbiotic.
Because he only played 46 games last year, and Fox came somewhere around that.
So I think they just need some time to figure each other out so that it's comfortable and smooth. And when they do that, then they'll be scary. So they might go on a second half run. I think it still might be a little glitchy early on.
The only question I have is health. If the answer is yes, he's healthy, then the answer to your question is yes, he will take over.
Because
the
West...
answer is no, because that was the only fear about him coming out, is he's just, you're not supposed to be that big, doesn't really work that way. Now, he played 71 games a rookie in year two as a blood clot thing, not like a knee
I know,
or an
it
ankle
wasn't
issue.
A knee
it was kind of a random thing, but that's my only question. Is he available for 70 games? And if he is, he will be one of the five best players in the league.
Well, yeah, I don't disagree with that. The other part I would add, too, is I guess I should have framed that better. I don't think they're a contender, but can they be the sixth seed?
Yes.
Yes.
Jump and become a sixth seed?
Without a doubt in my mind,
God,
they can.
I wouldn't want to play them.
Without a doubt in my mind, he's that good.
I think they might come out of the block slow because they're trying to sort it all out and get comfortable, and then once they figure out what they're doing on the floor.
The Harper-Fox Castle thing is interesting to me, of just how that's going to work and how they figure their minutes out. Remember, I know he took over last year because of the stroke, but remember, their coach now, he's the permanent coach. He's the guy in charge. I want to remind people, before he got hurt, or before the blood clot, he was like a minus 20,000 to win DPOY.
Yeah, I mean, he was like 11 rebounds a game, 4 blocks a game.
It wasn't a conversation.
Just insanely good defensively, which we all knew that he would be, and his offensive game has been really good and can only get better.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Yeah, I don't know if we're going to have time for any more, so this might be our last one because I want to get to the top of the hour. Did you see a report that came out yesterday? So a 60-year-old woman had a massive heart attack while on the ride, the Haunted Mansion at Disneyland.
What?
And I'm just asking you guys, as sad as that is for the family and people involved.
I'm assuming she passed away?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Pronounced on the scene.
Yeah.
So, like...
That's horrible.
Probably a real... What do you tell your kids if they are to see something like this unfold? That ride, it's very dark in there. I don't know if you guys have been on the Haunted Mansion ride.
That would be the only hope, is that they don't really know what's going on, that there's a scream because everybody's screaming on the ride, or there's a noise that's made, but people make noises on roller coasters, and you just like...
You know the Tilt-A-Whirl ride?
Yeah.
You know how that's like kind of a cupped bench?
Yeah.
That's kind of what you're sitting in on the Haunted Mansion, so you don't always see the person in front of you or behind you.
Right. That I would just try and put blinders up and get out of there as quickly as I can, just to not have to deal with it with my kids, because I don't know what you say to your kids.
I don't either.
Are they going to be traumatized for roller coasters the rest of their life?
Well, that's the thing. Roller coaster.
I know, but any sort of ride or theme park, like that is going to be an associated thought, one of one. That's going to go together in their mind the rest of their lives.
I know you're anti-Disney, but when we went, we were trying to be strategic. And so we'd be like, what's the first ride we want to hit? Is it the Star Wars ride because the line's going to get dumb? Or do we start slow at Peter Pan?
Mm.
And I wondered how many people chose, let's start with the Haunted Mansion.
Yeah, let's go. It's spooky season.
Mm. 9 a.m.
Haunted Mansion ride.
I don't know what time the lady passed away, but like imagine
first ride of the day.
First ride of the day.
You're spending $20,000 for a week at Disney because you got to sell a kidney just to spend a couple of nights down there.
Terrible.
And that's your first memory. That's an awful story. Terrible timing.
All right. Well, we didn't get into all the Magic Hat stuff, but that is the Magic Hat for Thursday, October 9th.
Well done.
Thank you.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.